This is KUT. City officials are looking at expanding a tool to bring more affordable housing to Austin neighborhoods. How exactly would that work? KUT's Syed Hassan reports.
Before we get into the weeds of policy recommendations, let's explain just how the city could increase affordable housing. It's a tool called Density Bonus. Here's how it works. The city grants developers certain privileges, like building more housing units or taller buildings than are typically allowed. In return, the development must provide a public benefit, like adding some units designated to be rented at below market rates. On Monday, the City Council's Housing and Community Development Committee approved a resolution to expand density bonuses. Here's Austin City Council member Greg Kassar.
If there are clear changes that we can make that we know will help affordability in the city, given the crisis that we're in, then I don't think there are things that should slow us down to do so, and we can always agree and disagree about what those things might be.
Density bonuses are already used in neighborhoods including downtown, East Riverside, and near the UT campus. City staff say they've added more than 1,600 affordable units to Austin's housing stock using the tool. But it can get confusing to implement. Austin has lots of different policies on density bonuses. For example, there's the fee-in-lieu option. Rather than providing affordable housing, developers can pay a fee that's reinvested into affordable housing. How much do they pay? City staff say that number is set arbitrarily. Councilmember Kathy Tovo says in downtown, non-residential developers don't pay anything.
Currently, its fee is set at zero. And so I think that we should really revisit that because in some ways we're incentivizing non-residential development downtown at a time where we also, want to see more residential development.
City staff say clearing up the confusing language around these policies could make this an easier tool to use and help encourage more affordable housing throughout Austin. Saida Hassan, KUT News.